Okay. Anadaydi Vamarli Kumilacha Yossi Afasil Chilach. Anadaydi Vamarli Pirush Shakan Sprocham La Moisha Vamla de Aaron Shay Aaron Turgon La Moisha. So the Grain is explaining the double lashon. What's Anadaydi Vamarli? You know, it's Anadaydi. So he says, first, he told Paro, Yishech Beisrael. The first one is Akash Baruch told Moshe, and Moshe told it to Aaron, who passed it on to him because everything went through Aaron. Davacha, on a doidi leparo sheyishach me Yisrael, v'achakach omagam kein li kumiloch min hashibut. Ubra sheshana, kibes sheshana batla avodas abasech mitzrayim. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Paroi that he should send out Bei Yisrael, and then he told me also, Kumilach Mashibud, Ashashana Batla, Avodas Abisechem, and so on. So this is kind of very interesting. It's almost, what's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Paroi, let Klai Yisrael go. Okay. Then he said, when he turned around and told us we can go, you already bnei chayrin. So the guy in the second shot, I assume it's the same idea, but he just says more mifurish, is that the shibud stopped then and the actual going out wasn't till later. It would stim Kineged the two zmanim, you know, B'tishrei is Olam Machshavtoi, and Nissan was the Gula B'Fayel. There's also another Nekuda here. I mean, L'chura the Pshat that him telling us is not a big help. And I mean, it's you know, it's like the guy who said, convinced the Aniyim to take the, you know, a Rav once came home after Shabbos Agadol, making a very strong appeal. And his wife asked him, did you succeed? And he said, 50%. What do you mean 50%? The Danim will ask him to take. So the Shaila is, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us? So I think the Pshat is, when it comes to Shibud, so Be'emes, if we feel Meshubud, a person who feels an Eved is a Metzias of an Eved. And B'meila, mitzad that he's not a ben chayrin, in a way that's a lot more mohustik than the fact that the other person is enslaving him. The fact that he got in the once HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him you're bnei chayrin, so they became bnei chayrin be'etzim. It may have taken a while for befoil to happen, but mitzad depnimius, it's just like when tell somebody you're going to get released. In kach v'kach time, even if you're not befoil released, you already feel released because tachlis, you're already, you know, kolaimid lotzis ki yatzistam, ki yatzidam. Okay. Rayasi shata roi mina ovis, shata rei mina ovis. Yafasi, shagam ato batzmacho yafasi yafamoid. Olachain olachiloch mitzrayim ubinisin shabinisin igal. So here the guy sticks straight out about Rosh Hashanah being mufka from Shibud and Nissen leaving a file. On a day of Amarli, Einyin hu neked shtei agulas hanau. Echad, geula mishibur avoida, sheyaisa b'tishrei. Vezeh kumalach mishibud. Vabeit ha geula ma'agolas sheyaisa b'nissen. So he's talking mechalik here between avoda and golus. If you want to think of a parallel to this, there's a very interesting parallel. You have by yovel. So in Rosh Hashanah, the avodim, they stop working the avodim on Rosh Hashanah, and they sit around. Like eating and drinking, it says, till Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur they actually go home. So there's also kind of a chalkus asmanim between being having the afkar of the avoda and being actually befoil in your rishus. It's merum is also in the avoda. Says va'av devino isam. It's almost like there's two parts to it. There's the going out going into someone else's rishus, even if you're free to do what you want to do. That itself is already bad, and you're in someone else's rishus. And then lo yizu bilvad, ella you also have to work. So here he's explaining that the word reus, in other words, like this: if I like somebody because he or she is yofa, is attractive, that has zero shayches to their kids. They have the mila, the kids doesn't have the mila. Masha Einkein, if the kids have Masha Einkein, if I have a deep friendship with somebody, so I'm inclined to be nice to his kids also, mikoyach dat yedidus. So reus carries on to kids. Yoifi does not. So Rayasi is you because of Rei Avicha. Yafasi is just you. So the Goyen is explaining the Pasik, Kila Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying the reason why you're going out is because you're Rayasi and Yafasi. Because Machmas Chus Obis Levad Einu Maspik. V'gam Machmas Chus Atzma Levad. So the pasuk says both the avas Hashem eschem and the shvuot avoseichem. Is Hashem achalakach by ekitishun v'chulu b'sham shakach sabrisus achesed u'shem kechot tzichin letzdarif shemeres v'yafasi. Because we hear that you need both of them together to be mitzikal Yisrael. Doesn't really say what it is. Take a look on the next page, 294. A little bit more masbir this inyan. So basically, bottom line is you need two schusim. You need schusim. Obviously, you need one schus. What is? And the truth is, you if you look at the big picture in Chazal, that's what it is. You constantly talk about schus obvious. And then you also keep speaking about Klal Yisrael being zoicha, not being zoicha, and so on. So he quotes the Derech Yovi. Take a look. V'shom Hashem akechach asabris asaches ashish ba'al v'isecha lo yitztorech lishmo levanecha kiv shetiroi lekabel achesed kemoi sheyotze mitzrayim kiyem asacheset shetiroch l'avrom gam sheroi l'singdolim ke'ilu rak l'man hokim es bris ashish ha'asichem avdor shefno lo yiruim klal. So over here he says Ki'ilu, there's a combination of the two in Yonim together, and they vary. If a person has no schusim whatsoever, you can't use schusavis. If they have schusavis, but your schusim are so. The Nisim Gdolim could only be possible with Schus Avis and so on. So the point is, Schus Avis is, Rav Dessa says very partially said, and it's a Dav Emes, Schus Avis it shows a certain potential in the Ben. So the Marshal, when you have a Balchai that comes from very good stock, so it will, chances are it's going to grow to be a very good animal. So when you see, let's say an animal is born to a very healthy line of animals, and the animal has some sort of problem, you put a lot of work into trying to salvage it because you say, there's a lot of potential here. But if this animal is not shayach, then you say there's nothing here. The only way in which Zchus Avos can help is if there's something here where I see, where I can say, this is where Chalos Zchus Avos is chal. So b'meila, I can now be misyaches to the Zchus Avos. So it would mean that the Zchus, for the kids need a minimal amount to say that they're shayach to it. I once said, actually, this is a word I had askama from Nochem on it. There was a bach in yeshiva. He was a grandson of Dayan Weiss, Rav Yerushalayim. So he was a very chashev bach, really chashev bach. He learned a year or two and then he went back to London, did a shirach. So today he's a big Dayan. He's in Charter Kashus and Eid HaChodes and so on. So he, it's like I said, it says in more kindness that on Tubav, on Yom Kippur, when they used to go and dance and look for Shidduchim, they used to say, it says like this, the Miuchas HaShavim HaYomer Tnu HaNechem LeMishpacha, Mishpacha, Ke'en Isha LeMishpacha, Yofish HaShavim would say Tnu HaNechem LeYofis, She'en Isha LeYofi, and those that had neither of the two would say Tnu Nechem Hashem Shemayim, you know, the Hashem Shemayim, I think it Lashon is Blavatcha Tekashto Alson Alson. So I was Medayek. It says Meila Tnu Nechem LeYofi makes a lot of the word Tnu Nechem makes a lot of sense. Look at her, and she said she's attractive, and therefore, you know, that's Tnu Nechem. But what's Tnu Nechem Mishpacha? It should say Tnu Daitchem Al Mishpacha. You know, that's the part of the person that's misyach mishpacha. You look at Yaifi and you perceive you misyach the mishpacha. So I said that sometimes you have somebody and somebody tells you, know, this is such and such. This is this person's einikol, and your reaction is I could see it on him. Sometimes else when you tell them, you know, this person so and so's einikol, you say, I never would have guessed it myself. So a mishpacha that's not nicker on the yichus, that's not nicker on the grandchild, is not a yichus that's meaningful. If it's nicker, then you say that whatever tchunis, whatever positive tchunis he has, it's part of a larger, there's an iceberg, you know, what you're seeing is the surface, there's so much more. But if you don't notice any of it, then you really can't say there's anything there. So when Klal Yisrael has a minimal of its own schusim, so you look at the schusim they have at the Nedivas Lev, at the this, at that, and you say, wow, this is like, you know, kind of you know, it's an indication of what they have inside. But if Klal Yisrael Taka is poor and they have nothing of their own, then they say, okay, you know, there's recessive genes also. Who knows what happened? Whatever happened.
Right. So, Rabbi, just to ask on this Nekuda, because I've been putting a lot of thought lately into this idea, because Baruch Hashem, I've been, you know, having some children, and I've always been contemplating, you know, the relationship between myself and my children. And I feel, obviously, it's natural for a father to feel more protective about his children than himself, right? And that's... it's not really normal for any one person to be more protective of another person to the extent that they're ready to give up their lives for the other person, right? So Elamai, I thought, and I don't know if this has any validity to it, that to a degree, the child is not another person that the father loves very much. The child is a facet of the father in a more vulnerable state, but it's not someone else. It's me, Mamish. And some way, somehow, it's still me in maybe a better sense, maybe a different sense, but it's not just my child, it's mamish me. And the reason why I was happy with this explanation was because we find these concepts of, you know, promising things to later generations. Now, if somebody would come to me and say they promise that 5 generations from now, 10 generations from now, somebody's going to give my great, 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 great grandson $1 million, I would say, you know, fly a kite. I don't really know my great grandson 10 generations from now, so right. It has no shaykhis. But when we talk about the avos, it seems that they do really identify with us, you know, 20 generations away. So how much are the following generations a manifestation of the avos or something independent?
This is the Rashi. The Rashi says that Rachme Av on Bonav is only 3 dairis. It's a Tishbali Lenini Lenechti. So Rashi is Mikan Hazal. That Rachme Av on a Ben is only 3 dairis. But I think by the others in Klai Yisrael is different because they weren't looking at Klai Yisrael as individual Eneklach. Their Avhus was to produce Klai Yisrael, to produce a Metzias of an Ummah. So the Ummah B'chlol Yusei is their Mais Yadayim. If we are Protestant people, so the most we think of is our children as our children. The Avos had a broader sense of it. And the Avos sense was Klal as a Klal. And Memele, it's the Klal as a Klal, L'deroisov, is Mesiachis as their children. So that's probably the Malach over there. In other words, they gave birth to a Klal Yisrael. that's what they wanted. That's what they were. That's there was a Metzias. It's a different Nekuda in that way.
So then Be'etzem, there's really, you know, not much Yachas between one person and, you know, people say I'm a Enikel of Enikel of the Baal Shem, Enikel of the Shach of the Taz. Right. So there's no real Yachas after 3 generations, other than this Nekuda of being the Av of the Am.
So yeah, in Chanami, it's by Chassidim, there's a 10 dairies. You know, it obviously gets dropped off by a drug. It's still something to be proud of. It's very interesting. There was a bris in Beit Vegan. I remember who's Blazer Silver, one of the shivas, his son. And after the bris, a group went up to Reb Chaska Bramsi to speak to him. In Shmuz, speak to him, whatever. So it was a whole group. Most of them, most everybody was Mishpacha, with the Finkels. So he asked the first person, who are you? I'm Bar Finkel, son of Moshe. Mm-hmm. After that, Chassid Bramsi was very regal and he went around the table. And everybody introduced himself as some sort of, you know, son of somebody in these, whatever. The last one was an American Bacha, Pasha family, and he says, who you are? And the person blurted out, I have no yichus. So Chaskel got a little back. He said, an enikel of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov has no yichus? Also, Satmarov was one of the most sharper people. And somebody once came to him, a sort of semi-maskal kind of person, a real litvak, somebody wasn't gerist of Chassidish stuff. And the Rebbe asked him, Veimin Spinsti, whose are you? So he said, I'm a son of Avram. I'm a grandson of Avram Avina. So he says, Yoy, he says, Abe from Velchem Mame. Okay, Akapanim. So he said, so he had both those chusim, and then that's what he says over there, that you need to have somewhat of each chus. Without that, there's no geula. And the way we're saying is because your chus is what allows that other chus to express itself. Once you have a schus, you can have we can look at the yichus as being a expressing itself.
So based on how Rabbi's explaining this now, is it fair to say that there's two types of schos avos? There's up until three generations, and then there's the, you know, Avraham and Goyim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Shevet, Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it stops there, and everywhere in between is kind of like...
Yes, I would say. In other words, as a rule of thumb, schos avos stops after three, and that's what it says. So that's push to people, a simple, straightforward kesha. And there's a much deeper, the avos, I mean, Avraham Avinu is not only the av of every yid, he's the of every ger. In other words, every ger is Zechst Avraham, so certainly members of Kaisom Zechst Avraham. The Rambam says, why is Avraham called the Av? Why can the ger say, you know, because Avraham is the father of any person who... who's mekabel the das emes and so on. It's a different type of musik, what father is. Mm-hmm. Just like, let me give a very simple marshal. In halacha, you know, bonim are talmidim, v'shantum v'nechel are talmidim. So that means there's a relationship of avhus to people that are talmidim. And that for sure, Shaykh, anyone who's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu in doing what's right and what's good, automatically has Avraham Avinu as a father. That's part of his mm-hmm. his
uh-huh. And I presume this is also why we only daven. We don't go down the line. We daven Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov.
Correct.
We go to the Shvatim and Moshe and all the other.
I once heard from Salavechik. He said, it says, Mitchil oy up this Avisena of the Benazara, Achsos Kivanam Mokum, Achsos Kivanam Mokum, and so on. So he asked, that sentence is not phrased right. Mitchil Avisena of the Benazara, that remained always. Terach was Rehav of the Zara till the end. I mean, it says it did Tshuva, but it's so it should say that, you know, others have been saying more about Zara and Avram, you know, changed or whatever it is. But the mashmoz is kilu, the tchilah of the Zara is going on Terach, which is not true. Terach was always over the Zara. So it says the tshuva at the end, whatever. So he said, no. He said, what, mitchilah hoya, I was saying means the concept of fatherhood used to be biological. When we spoke about Avis, we spoke about a biological entity. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miyasid Klal Yisrael now became a different entity. The Musig, the concept of fatherhood of Klal Yisrael changed. It no longer is fatherhood the biological precedent. It's something that's a ruchnistika precedent. So a terach is not our av. He may have been the biological reason why Avram came to this world and so on, but he's not our, in a father in the sense that we use the term avos today, he no longer is. That's the way he explained. It's a very beautiful point. Uh-huh.
The only thing we would have to reconcile this with Rebbe's letter to my child on Pesach.
Yes.
So other than that, Nekuda, okay, very good.
Okay. So I'll compare him. So she says like this. So come to me, Rasiya Fasi, and let's go going. I would also like to say, again, Goyen doesn't say this mefurish, but it's very well that it could be in the Goyen. We're saying, A, there are two Geulas. There's the Geula of Shibud, then there's the Geula of Befoil. We're saying there's two reasons for it. There's Rayasi and Fasi. It would make a lot of sense to say I'm sorry, that Hobe Hotalia, that the avhus of, you know, the reason why we release from Shibud has to do with the schus avos part. The reason why we went out befoil, that has to do with our schus. And the reason is because going out befoil has to do with becoming a metzias atzmis. Kolzman, we're in Mitzrayim. What's the problem with being in Mitzrayim if we're not meshuba to them? We don't seem to have any problem being in America. So what's the problem with being there? The answer is, being in Mitzrayim means being in anywhere else. Ger Yazachah means your metzias is subsumed within someone else's metzias. It's Mitzrayim, and you're a subdivision of Mitzrayim. In order to be able to become your own metzias, you need to have your own metzias. It's not enough to say, well, I promise your father. Shibud and a lack of shibud is a negative kumvase. So that somebody's being mishtabit in you and taking advantage of you and causing you suffering and so on, that's something that the Avos were promised at a certain point of Kadosh Baruch Hu would redeem them. That even if we don't have any schusim, it does not mean that someone else has to be allowed to abuse me. But to become an Ummah, it's not enough just to leave Mitzrayim. It means we get our own Metzias. We don't have a Metzias as an Ummah, except for a Torah Metzias. Our Mohus is an Ummah that's Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kolzman, we're not holding it yet. We can't have that Metzias. So the two halves over here really are going hand in hand. In the chelik that is the ra that Mitzrayim is imposing on us, which is be'ikad shibud, so that we can say, Kadosh Baruch Hu promised to us that at some point, oh, sorry, it's going to come to an end. You know, it's over with. But to make us in to make if we leave Mitzrayim, because when we leave a Mitzrayim, we can live as some sort of subdivision of Mitzrayim. So okay, but once we come out ourselves, we need to become our own metzias. And if we need to become our own metzias, we need to have a metzias. So the two inyanim are very parallel to this. I think that's a very very well be. Any he says so much here. In the next piece, a little bit longer piece, where he goes through the different tsar and tsaros of the tsaros. Well, kapanim, both of these things, you know, the Hava Grama is for each one separately. It makes it much better than just saying, you know, you just need to pile two schools one or the other. It's harder to say. Okay, I'm going to hold it here. I'm under the weather. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. You're for Shalema.
Okay.
We're getting kvito and I got mired.
Yes.
And I guess maybe we could try to find some time on Chol HaMoed. I know we did last year. It's the Gross Yard site. So
yes. So we'll see. So Thursday, when is the Gross Yard site? Thursday night, I think.
Is it the second day Chol HaMoed? So that would be the second day.
It's the second day. It's Yutes. I believe it's Yutes Tishrei. So let me see when it comes out this year. I'll be a little early in the afternoon. It's Yutes.
Yutes, that would be Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah, I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Before Shalema, thank you very much, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Hold the message. Come through email. Okay. Thank you.